Proclamation number 8903 of 31st of December, 1964. Enlightenment about light beings. I know it, which questions are raised by you men, and I want to answer all those who earnestly desire the truth. The degree of light is completely different in which men leave earth life, provided that they have found redemption through Jesus Christ. And depending on the degree of light is also the degree of knowledge, which is after all the effect of the divine love light. The souls, which can only show a small degree of light, are only able to pass on a small knowledge, but which corresponds to truth. The soul can therefore only impart to the soul still staying in darkness what helps them for the beginning to take the way to Jesus Christ. But the soul, which once has entered the kingdom of light, will not be satisfied with only a weak ray of light. It will acquire ever brighter light for itself through loving activity on the suffering souls, which it will also constantly receive, for my word also constantly sounds in the areas where I am conscious souls stay, which will receive according to their desire. And so in the hereafter this activity is a truly happy one, because every soul, which has found redemption through Jesus Christ, will also constantly increase its love towards Him and now take part in the work of redemption, for which opportunity is constantly offered to it. I always speak of those souls whose degree of light is not yet so high, but which could enter the kingdom of light through the redemption of Jesus Christ. But endless many stages there are, and the highest degree, which you men can certainly also reach on earth, is the degree of childship to God, which is certainly difficult, but not impossible to reach. You can now imagine that the love radiation of such a child of God is so powerful that one can rightly speak of, my child, which can create and shape in most intimate connection with me according to its will, which is now also mine. All of you can reach this aim, yet only a few will strive for the highest degree of light. But then they will also be able to draw the strength directly from me and pass it on. And from them infinite many light beings are fed with light. 31st of the 12th, 1964. But the souls are according to their degree of maturity quite differently receptive, and therefore they can just as differently radiate the truth. The light. Further, but that they stand in the light, therefore are in possession of pure truth and cannot teach the other souls wrongly, that is the privilege of those who have found redemption, otherwise they would still be in darkness of spirit or in a state of twilight. They must therefore have previously acknowledged Jesus as God's Son and Redeemer of the world, in whom God embodied Himself. Every soul must fulfill this condition to have entered the kingdom of light. And that is why those souls who want to be active in redemption are expected to fulfill this condition, no matter in which degree of light they stand. The work of salvation will always be emphasized as a matter of priority in order to lead every soul to Him, because it cannot find redemption otherwise. It is always the work of redemption, the reference to the divine Redeemer, which is to help the souls out of darkness to find their way out of their unhappy state, and a small glimmer of knowledge will now shine for them as soon as they deal with it, because the sign of the cross will also flash up for them, which confirms to them the rightness of that what the beings of light announce to them. But that every being of light possesses the knowledge about it is to be emphasized because otherwise it would not have entered the kingdom of light. And the fact that it passes this knowledge on to those who still walk in darkness is likewise undeniable. But how then would messages from the hereafter be to be explained, which do not have that enormous work of redemption as content? Here also a light must be given to you, for you do not know how many beings claim a teaching office for themselves, whose will is not hindered by me. These are the souls, which already on earth were active in teaching, whose degree of love certainly put them into a brighter state, which therefore now want to further express themselves according to the teaching represented on earth, but which themselves have not yet found redemption because they did not believe in it. And there are very many of them whom I can neither let pass away in darkness nor in twilight because they lived their life on earth according to their best conscience, but who also in the kingdom of the beyond do not abandon their teaching activity, who only always divest themselves of their knowledge, but which still has a very small measure and deviates considerably from truth, who only see a human being in supreme perfection in Jesus but don't recognize his mission and therefore don't influence their listeners either to imagine him as the shell of the Supreme Spirit of God of infinity, who therefore cannot yet stand in supreme knowledge because they have not yet found redemption through him. Just as the Word of God was offered to them on earth, just as they themselves understood it, so they also pass it on, but always again to such souls who arrive over there in the same condition, who only expect a confirmation of what they themselves represented on earth. These are the masters you all believe to stand on a high level, who also led an irreproachable way of life on earth, but who themselves resisted the thought that God himself should have embodied himself in a human being, and who did not ask me in all simplicity of heart for the supply of truth. With their error they now enter the kingdom on the other side and from there also still seek to instruct man, and these will mostly be such souls, which represent the views of the religions known to them according to their own attitude towards it. If they had kindled their love on earth to a bright flame, their thoughts would also have been enlightened. They truly would have recognized Jesus' mission. But since love was only weak, they could not find illumination of spirit. But I also could not let them pass over in such wretchedness as those souls who end their earthly life completely loveless. And so the most different degrees of light in the hereafter are determining for the handing out of purest truth of knowledge, which again puts all of you into the state in which you stood in the beginning. And this knowledge experiences its crowning with the knowledge about the work of redemption of Jesus Christ, which all those will experience as present, who have found full redemption and are therefore immeasurably happy. Amen.